It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 558. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message. I have one that we're going to get to at the beginning of the show. The phone number is 240-949-2450, and that's Mike Tech Show, all one word, on Skype. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow, and also Facebook, facebook.com/MikeTechShow, and also Mike Nation Net. I have a big show lined up tonight. I have coordinated, well, actually, I've just printed out everything, and I'm just going to read all the emails of all of your recommendations for your favorite utilities. When I was at ChannelCon in Chicago, I was at a session where one of the breakouts, I spoke about a rapid fire of everybody going around mentioning their favorite software tools and the favorite tools that they have in their go bag for visiting a client. I mentioned this a few weeks ago, and with the summer and everybody catching up and behind on the podcast, I wanted everybody to send in your tips. I've collected them, and that's what we're going to do. I have one story, a problem that I solved from the trenches that I have to share. I have the voicemail, and then we're going to get right into the tips. But before we do that, I want to thank Instant House Call for being the sponsor of the Mike Tech Show podcast. This is the best software that you can use for remote control of your client system. And there's a feature that I never talk about. It's called subaccounts. Now, when you sign up for Instant House Call, and I have 100 computers with unattended access, when I go into the manager client, we'll say, that lists all of the systems that are available to me, if I log into that, I'm seeing all of my clients. If somebody wants control, remote control of their workstation, how do you do that? I can't give them access to my main account. Well, you can create a sub-account and make it where your client for that particular workstation can have full access and not see any of your other clients. And they don't have to pay any additional money. This is included with the product. It's why I love Instant House Call. And you can try it for free for 15 days right now by going to instanthousecall.com, downloading the trial, use the promo code MikeTechShow. So you go to instanthousecall.com or click on the link on the left-hand side of my website. So before we get to the voicemail, I'm at a client this week, and one of the problems that we have to solve is the ability for one workstation to receive scans or to be able to get scans from this HP OfficeJet Pro 8600. There's four systems in the house, two laptops, two desktops. Three of them have no problem. I install the driver, piece of cake. One of them is Windows 7 Pro. The other three are all Windows 8.1. I have one particular annoying desktop. It's Windows 8.1. It's an Asus. And every time we install the driver, when you go to scan, it says the scanner's unavailable. Now, we can print to the printer, but we can't scan anything to this workstation. I've turned off the firewall. I've disabled the malware program, anti-malware programs. I've done everything. I've used Revo uninstaller to rip it out and then do a clean install. When I ran into this a while back, my quick solution was, hey, scan it to the computer right beside it, and I shared out that directory so my user could just grab the scans from the other system. That was my workaround. But this week was Monday night. I was not leaving till I fixed this. So I started scanning the HP forums, and I'm starting to read. And at some point when you've tried everything, you will absolutely try anything. So one of the suggestions was to remove, if there's a webcam, remove the software for the web camera. Now, there's a Logitech camera sitting on top of the monitor and the Logitech software. And I'm like, hey, I'll try anything. Here, the note read, uninstall the HP software, uninstall the camera software, reinstall the HP software, and scanning will work. I was like, boy, this guy sounded pretty definite here. There were two notes underneath thanking him, saying, I can't believe it that this worked. I'm like, hey, what do I got to lose? It worked. For the life of me, I know there's a technical reason that someone can probably explain to me, that there was some kind of a conflict between, you know, the web camera software and the ability to scan back to that desktop, but I would have never thought of that had I not read it in this HP support forum. And I wanted to share that because, wow, who would have thought of removing the webcam? So it's funny. My client comes down and I said, you have a choice. Do you want the web camera or the ability to scan back in that you can't have both? And he said, oh, I never use that web camera anyway. You could just unplug it and take it off. I said, problem solved. You now can scan. I had to share that. Give a listen to this voicemail.
Hi, Mike. In the most current show 557, you mentioned about running an SSD in an older laptop. I wanted to reinforce what you stated because when you came to ChannelCon in Phoenix and met me, I had an older Toshiba laptop that had a mechanical drive and 2 gigs of memory. Basically, this drive started to go bad. I replaced the drive with an SSD and made a perfect backup and image of my laptop. Now, and it boots into Windows 7 in about 7.5 seconds. I just wanted to find out, show you how phenomenal the boot time is for on an SSD. Basically, I will never go back to using a mechanical hard drive in any machine I run, whether it's a desktop or laptop. I now recommend SSD drives for all of my clients. Mike, we now have the technology that allows us to extend computer lifestyles that we have the benefits and our savings along to our clients. I'm sure you're pretty much aware of that. I'm sure that there's more good things to come with technology. Mike, another question I've got is about cabling. I know that there's a lot of cabling out there, a lot of flavors of cabling. But my question to you is there any fiber optic cabling in the industry that you know of that can be used inside a computer that can be used for data transfer? Think of my question, Mike, like this. Is there any fiber optic cabling that replaces SATA cabling at all? Is there anything of that nature that is used? I attempted to Google this, and the only thing I found was in use in spacecraft for power and data. I was curious if this could be adapted for consumer usage. There's a couple of links I'm going to send you an email, Mike, that way you can put it for the show notes so people can take a look. But like I said, I'm thinking, you know, of getting something going with that kind of cabling. The first link I'm going to send you is a white paper from the NASA Goddard Space Flight Center. And another one is from the SPY Digital Library. You'll be able to take a look. Now, Mike, in your opinion, do you think this would be an expensive or cost-effective for the customer to use? Mike, as always, your guts in and your show is top-notch. Keep up the wonderful work.
Dan, thank you. I'm glad the SSD recommendation worked out. As you know, I only want SSDs as a boot drive. That's the first thing. And it's a way to breathe new life into computers and to extend their life and to make your systems faster. One of the things that Dan asks about fiber cabling, it's not affordable for the consumer yet, and especially fiber inside your computer. the speeds of SATA, and it's just so fast right now. The last time I worked with fiber for the storage area networks in an enterprise, an HP SAN, and I mean huge, huge SAN, where they were fiberly connected drives, and I had fibers where we were transmitting 10 gig duplexed over the fiber in the infrastructure. We would use fiber for the networking between the switches. Fiber certainly is the future and the way to go, but it's cost prohibitive, and that's why you're not finding anything for a consumer grade solution for anything right now. So fiber's more for the enterprise and for storage area networks. I am not on top of the latest, greatest innovations of fiber. I haven't done my homework on that, but Dan, I will share the two links in the show notes that you've sent me. Thank you. It is time to talk about the utilities and tools that you use. Anybody who sent them in, I have your email, and I'm going to go through your list. I know there's going to be a lot of duplicates. I will ferret them out and get the links, because a lot of you sent large lists of your utilities and tools, but did not send the link for where to get it. So I'm going to have to do some extra work for these show notes, but it is going to be well worth it for this compiled list of utilities. The first list I'm going to read is from Joe, who is a listener that joined us in Chicago for CompTIA, and he is in Fort Wayne, Indiana, he lives, and it was great spending time with Joe. And we were at this same session. Joe took better notes because his list was more comprehensive than mine. So, Joe, if you're listening, it's why you didn't get my list, because you've included more than I had. This is Joe's list, and Joe put the links here, so it's great. Autotask, ConnectWise, Semantic Management Console, Profile Wizard. We've talked about Profile Wizard many, many times. Fabs Auto Backup for Tech 6 Pro. How about that? SIW, one of my favorite tools for getting a recon on all of the information of a desktop. Confluence, HipChat. This is group and private chat, file sharing, and integrations. I have never heard of HipChat. Screencast-O-Matic. Ultimate Boot CD. Ultimate Boot CD is an incredible tool for that includes many utilities for being able to resolve and find out what's going on with a system. Very, very important. Ninite Pro. Now, we always talk about Ninite, but a lot of techs stand behind Ninite Pro, and I've been getting a lot of people recommending Ninite Pro, and that's like at the very top of my list for helping me to deploy updates to programs on a massive level within companies. It's not that expensive. I'm really considering Ninite Pro. The next, Xmarks. I use that for syncing passwords. LastPass, System Ninja. A lot of people like that. Ninja is a fast, powerful, and effective system optimization solution for Windows. It's designed to quickly remove junk files, improve system speed, and fix problems. Desk Director, D7. Obviously, D7 is a great scripting language and tool for being able to do lots and lots of things. Repair Shopper. Lots of recommendations for Repair Shopper. Now, from a hardware standpoint, Fluke Link Printer Network Tester. I'm going to have a link to my Amazon link, and also any meters from Fluke are great tools. I use them in the corporate world a lot. They're not cheap. They're really, really, really good. Some of the tools are expensive for Fluke, but Fluke meters are phenomenal for diagnostics, problems with cabling, any kind of issues with doing a network analysis. It's great. Touch scan, barcode scanner, Rise Vision. It's digital signage content management, free to use. So this was the list that Joe compiled from one of our breakout sessions within a session at CompTIA, ChannelCon. Joe, thank you for putting that list together. Let's go through everybody's list here. This is from Steve. High quality flashlight. That is very important. And I like the one with the LEDs. And I hate losing them and leaving them behind. That's the hardest thing, is you get a great expensive flashlight that you like that lights, and then you leave it at a client. You don't know which client you left it at. That happened to me. But I get a good flashlight. Screwdrivers, pocket size, and number two Phillips. Absolutely. He has five USB thumb drives, one lockable Kangaroo with malware tools, one 128 gig USB 3 for transfer and storage. I have one of them. One bootable with Win PE image for repair of XP, Vista, and Windows 7. Yep. One medium size HP Dell Lenovo drivers for common machines. And one with offline WSUS. That's something I absolutely should put together and carry with me. I've started using WSUS. I got it working within my home office here. And that's a great idea to transfer that to a USB stick and carry that with you. That'll save you so much time in waiting for Windows updates. A CD case with miscellaneous CD and DVDs for partition managers, bootable Linux, Windows, any disks, and SpinWrite. USB to IDE and SATA cables with power supply. That is a must. I carry that with me. I'll mention my tools as I cover them, as I'm reading them. That is a tool I have in my car all the time, and I use that a lot. When someone has a problem with a drive, we can pop it out. I can plug it in to the adapter, hook it to another machine, and away we go in recovering data. External USB hard drive, a laptop, a smartphone. I think they're pretty obvious. A quality vehicle that doesn't let me down. Steve, that is so true. It's why I lease every 3 years. I will get a different car. I love my Toyota Venza. I have a 2015 Toyota Venza, and I had a 2012. And you know what? If it keeps going like this, I'll have a 2018 Venza. I love the hatchback for being able to bring equipment in and out. Software items. Windows DVDs, both 32 and 64-bit. Partition resizers. MBAM. I don't know what that is. I'm going to have to look it up. Combo Fix, SpinWrite, Adware Remover, ADW, JRT, Temp File Cleaner, M Help Desk, and Google. Best tool. 30 years of experience in the industry. Steve, thank you very much for your list. This is from Pete. Always look forward to your show. I have two questions for you. I have a client that is looking to limit hosts to certain hourly, daily, weekly bandwidth quotas. Untangle has bandwidth control as an add-on, which looks and feels like the right solution. However, the client just wants to have a single Wi-Fi device to manage this. Is there a good router that you can do this? The ASUS 68, I'll put it in the show notes, but it's the ASUS router access point bridge that I always recommend. I forget it's RU68 something. I'll have it in the show notes. It's what I recommend, and I believe you can actually schedule times for access for using that Wi-Fi. Secondly, the top three tools and utilities. I use a lot of tools that you mentioned on your show. Hard to just list three. It is. I did want to mention that I also use Google as a tool. When I encounter a behavior or a problem with a computer, or if I'm lucky enough to get an error code, or I've seen the behavior before, but some methods I use are not working, I will Google it. Even by the chance no one has encountered the same problem as I'm having. And that's pretty rare. I use it as a brainstorming session on how to fix a problem. Here is a question I have for you. Might be more suited for a tech vet show. When using these tools, some of these tools state not for commercial use. As technicians working on consumer units, we are breaking the license agreements. Yes, you are. If in the license agreement it says it is not for commercial use, and you take that tool into a commercial environment, you are breaking that license agreement. Tools. Adware cleaner, junkware removal tool, CC cleaner, malware bites, sometimes combo fix, and TDSS killer. That is the exact list. Clearly a Mike Tech Show listener. That is my go-to list when I am cleaning a system that has not failed me yet. Utilities. Patch my PC. That's very good. Revo uninstaller. Incredible. When you got to remove that program that just won't go and you got to rip it out. Revo uninstaller and the portable version is phenomenal. Fabs Auto Backup 6 Pro. Absolutely. Tweaking.com, Windows Repair, WSUS offline updates. Always love the show. Pete, thank you very much for your list. Let's keep going. We got lots of email to get to here. This is from Robert. Got two emails. My favorite tools are junkware removal tool, adware cleaner. Right now, I would say they're winning the votes. Tweaking.com, Windows repair tool cleaner, malware bites, ultra virus killer. Great tool. Does a lot of stuff in one program. Complete internet repair. Network adapter tool. Malware bytes and EMISoft's emergency kit, speed fan, Specky, from the makers of CCleaner and CPUZs. Robert, thank you. And he adds some more. There's another tool I'd like to use, and it's called Advanced Token Manager. The only time I use this tool is if Windows 7 product key is worn and it is unreadable. You just put this utility on a flash drive and you run it from the flash drive and it backs up the activation to the flash drive. Yes, I've actually used this. When you reinstall Windows 7, it also works with Windows Vista, and you place the flash drive back in the system, run the program, and choose recover. And you can recover the activation. Excellent, excellent. And we have the link for that. And I had an HP all-in-one that needed Windows 8 reinstalled. Normally, the Windows 8 install will read the product key from the BIOS and everything is fine. However, this was not the case. I tried Windows 8 disk and Windows 8.1 disk and it did not work. The system would boot into Windows, so I used the magic jelly bean to grab the key, saved it to a text file, and printed it out. Windows 8 or Windows 8.1 boot disk would not recognize the product key, and there is not an option to skip the product key. Even tried downloading the Windows 8 media creation tool, and it would not recognize the product. HP wanted $150 to send a set of recovery discs. Has anyone ran into this problem before? This is the first time I've ever had this issue. Bob, we covered this a while ago. Many people have ran into this problem, and it seems to be HP, which I'm really surprised. It's almost like you need the HP OEM media to do this properly to recover. It shouldn't be the case, and that's one of the nice advantages of Windows 10. Once you have Windows 10 activated for a particular computer, that's it for life. You're going to be able to always reinstall Windows 10. If you troll through and search the past Mike Tech shows and look for Windows 8 and recovery, you're going to find links to solving this problem from a past show. I know I had lots of emails about this a few months ago. This is from Mark. I'd like to share some of my USB utilities I use when I'm working on a client's computer. Portable Apps is an excellent program which you can customize with your choice of portable utilities. And that's something that I do all the time. You know, I'm a portable apps junkie, and I love portableapps.com. And you can really customize, like he said, and build. And I've done shows dedicated to that, but it is the way to go for a lot of your favorite utilities and have them launch easily from a nice menu from your USB stick. Every time the program is launched, it automatically updates older versions of installed utilities. You could also back up the apps to a compressed file. My list of portable utilities includes 7-Zip, Audacity, AutoRuns. AutoRuns is my favorite program to determine what is exactly running and where is it running from when you're doing an analysis of the processes that are currently running and to find out how they're starting and where they're coming from. Is it from the registry? Is it built into IE? Is it in the startup menu? This is a great place to find all those processes and where they're coming from. AutoRuns, very, very good. Crystal Disk Info, we talk about that all the time for finding out whether a system, the hard drive, is in what state. Is it good? Is it bad? Or is it starting to fail? Firefox, Foxit Reader, Kaspersky TDSS Killer, LiveOffice, Process Explorer, it's another good one. So you can see, well, actually, excuse me, I mixed up AutoRuns and Process Explorer. Process Explorer tells you everything that's currently running, where AutoRuns is telling you everything that's automatically starting. Revo Uninstaller, SIW, which is System Information for Windows, Thunderbird, VLC, and WinDurStat. In addition, I use these portable utilities. CCleaner Portable includes the 32-bit and the 64-bit. Geek Uninstaller program to uninstall with native 64-bit support. Great at uninstalling stubborn programs. Speccy, and that's an advanced PC information tool. And my suite of malware removal tools includes Adware Cleaner, Junkware Removal Tool, Malwarebytes Chameleon, Kaspersky Rescue Disk, run from as easy to boot USB with persistent definitions, a real time saver, and a great way to do an offline scan and manually explore a heavily infected drive that won't boot normally. Thanks for creating these great podcasts. Regards, Mark. Mark, thank you very, very much. This is from Tyler. And Tyler, you've sent a bunch of emails, and I'm going to get to the other ones in future shows. This is Tyler's response to the tools. I use Windows Home Server. Well, you really can't take that with you, but I get it. HAD Raw Copy, Hirons Boot CD, Password Reset Tool, Reboot Restore RX, Runtime.org's Runtime Live CD, Bell Arc Advisor, SSD Tool, SSD Trim Tool, HP ILO. I actually know HP ILO is great for remote control of a system where you can actually watch it boot from very specific HP hardware to manage that. I manage that in a corporate environment, and it comes with the HP servers. Microsoft Fixit, Voodoo Shells, SpinRite, PowerShell, USB Hard Drive Adapter 3, 3-in-1, Anti-Static Wrist Strap with 4 different kits, Allen keys for some servers, paperclip. Very important to have a paperclip. I can't tell you how many times I haven't had one with me to the point where I have a little box of paperclips that I keep in one of my bags because you always got to reset a router or a piece of equipment and you need a paperclip. Troubleshoot and repair log, documenting your steps in case another technician takes over, or I want to write up steps for documentation. Network documentation workbook, zero downtime migration, and its forms. Test disk, Recurva, tweak SSD, adapters, USB stick, USB DVD drive. Actually, that's important. A USB external CD DVD burner. This is from Paul. This is a very, very important utility, and it's been mentioned in the chat here, and I was waiting because I knew someone brought this up. You mentioned on your show you were interested in computer tool suggestions. I don't know whether you know of the GE Geek Toolkit. Oh, I know. And I've actually dedicated a show to this utility. It has almost too many tools, most beyond my skill level. But a more skilled person, I would guess it would be quite useful. You can find the link for the toolkit and their website at www.gegeek.com. Paul, thank you. And that is a one-stop shop for all of the utilities that you would ever want. It's a massive list. And I believe that is a required download. In addition to almost, I believe everything we've talked about is probably covered in there in some way. GE Geek is an incredible recommendation, and I'm glad someone wrote in with that. This is from Tony, and Tony's in the chat right now. My main tool is an external hard drive, but it's not an ordinary external drive. This one is USB 3 virtual optical drive. I got it here, and it's from Zalman.com. The Zalman VE300 allows me to repair PCs and laptops that do not have an optical drive or whose optical drive is inoperative because the external optical disk drive is on the road. It takes a beating. So I put an SSD in it, a Samsung EVO 250. Now the software tools I use, because the computer sees the Zalman 300 USB hard drive as a CD DVD, I can run ISOs and almost any utility. I use Linux ISOs, Zorin Core 9, Puppy Linux, Mint, Hyrens Boot CD ISO, UBCD for Win, and Acronis Boot Disk ISO. Also, Malwarebytes, Super Anti Spyware, JRT CombofX, and many other of the usual utilities. The extra space on the external hard drive can be used to recover and store customers' data if needed. One device, lots of uses. That seems to work for me. Love the show, Tony. Thank you very, very much. This is from, just says, Jets PC, Adware Cleaner, Auto Runs, C Cleaner Portable, Classic Shell, CPU Zs, Crucial Scan, Crystal Disk Info, everything. Everything's an interesting utility. I download that from Ninite.com, which, by the way, no one mentioned Ninite here, I don't think, yet. Glary Utilities Portable, Hitman Pro, Hardware Monitor, JRT, Malwarebytes, Net Adapter Repair, OEM Key, Patch My PC, PeerBlock, Universal USB Installer, and V2P Loader. I don't know that one. I'm going to have to look that up. Here's another list. I think this is a second list from Tyler. Voodoo Shield, VirtualBox, Sequoia PSI, Arctic Silver. Oh, this is the tools, not the utilities. Okay. USB to PS2 Combo 3 adapters, SpinRite, PFSense, MXToolbox.com. That's important. If I'm doing any email migration, you got to have that. MX Toolbox is very, very, very important to know the MX records. And also, you can check if the domain is on a spam list, if it's being blocked. That's a real good website. I'm glad that was mentioned. MiniNet SDN Simulator, SolarWinds WAN Killer, and DDWRT. Thank you very much. This is the final email for here, but stay with me. Tools Suggestions and Synology. Hey, Mike, love the show and thanks for everything. You asked for a list of tools, and I know you will get a ton of suggestions, and I thought I would suggest a few that are maybe not as common. I know you also like Synology NAS devices and use a local USB for backup, but did you know you can also do a local or remote with port forwarding Linux server running rsync to allow you to back up the NAS? This is most useful when it's off-site or in another part of the building in the event of a fire, theft, or flood in the main comms cabinet or server room. One thing I haven't been able to get a solution for the backup is version control of the ability to go back to previous versions of a file. This has been on my wish list for a long time, and if you have an answer, please let me know. Al, I have to look up to see. I thought there was something you can turn on the Synology to be able to give you that capability. I could be wrong, but I'm gonna look into that for you. There are tons of great software tools lists on Reddit, which is another fantastic resource for information on all kinds of tech topics. Thanks again, Mike. And this is a list of some of the tools. GreenShot, great screenshot and clipping tool. MOBA Xterm, great SSH client with tons of features, including SigWin, VNC, RDP, SCP, and will actually run a TFTP, FTP, and SSH and HTTP server as well, which is great for testing things like port forwarding. PuTTY and Mr. Remote NG, sometimes for SSG, no remote systems. PuTTY, great utility. I am so glad someone mentioned that. Wireshark, this is excellent for network packet capturing. Yes, that's your sniffer. Sysin Tool Suite, Process Explorer, Auto Runs, Process Monitor, and TCP View is great. Auto Hotkey, great for custom keyboard shortcuts and PIN and application always on top. D7, great repair tool set by Nick Shaw. Notepad++, great text editor with highlighting and replace feature. Also great for basic programming. I have Note++ on all of my laptops and my main desktop. His last one, AnyDesk. Great list, Al. And I want to thank everybody for writing in and submitting your utilities, your tools. I will compile this list and come up with a massive list for the show notes so everybody can come back and take a look and download your favorite utilities. Since there's no show next week, I'm going to go a little longer here. Putting some music. You know I like to support young groups starting out and trying to make it. Way back 10 years ago when I started this podcast, I always would put independent music at the end of the show. This is a group that my son turned me on to, Ryan, and we played this before the show tonight. The song is Good to Have Been Me. It's from a group starting out called The Struts. He's actually going to be seeing them tomorrow night. And if I wasn't doing some client work, I would be with him at the concert. It's a very small venue in Lancaster, PA, that this group is going to be playing. Give a listen to this song, then I'll be back to wrap up.
Don't want to live as an untold story. Rather go out in a blaze of glory. I can't hear you. I don't fear you. I'll live now cause the bad die last. Dodging bullets with your broken past. I can't hear you. I don't fear you now. Wrapped in your regret. What a waste of blood and sweat. Oh, I wanna taste love and pain.
That is The Struts. Could Have Been Me. I will have a link to where you can buy their latest CD from Amazon.com. I hope it's there. I will get a link to their website. Check them out. Great up-and-coming group. Look forward to hearing more from them. That's it for tonight's show. Next week, no show. So when everybody who's in this country celebrating the holiday, Labor Day on Monday, have a great, safe, and happy holiday. Please remember, if you buy from Amazon or know anybody buying from Amazon, please use my link, amazon.micnation.net. That's it. Have a great couple weeks. I'll be back. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.